It is a matchup which always brings out the best of both teams. A border battle with the Vikings' closest rival. But this Sunday's meeting brings a little extra significance. It will be a playoff atmosphere inside Mall of America Field on Sunday afternoon as the Vikings take on the Green Bay Packers.
You think about the Packers and Vikings and what that rivalry brings to the table. But just to know that it's a lot at stake, and it's a good game. It's a big rivalry. We look forward to the challenge and the opportunity to get out there and play.
You know, what better team to get a victory over and to get in the playoffs? I mean, the significance of the game's really high, and it's going to be a pretty crazy atmosphere. It'll probably be the most amped up I'll see the Metrodome all year, so it's going to be pretty fun.
In a season which many felt would be a rebuilding year in Minnesota, the Vikings have proven all of the doubters wrong and sit on the doorstep of a playoff berth. A win Sunday would be the team's fourth straight and give them a 10-6 record on the season and a spot in the playoffs.
When you come to training camp, and everything that you're working towards is to get to the playoffs and let the chips fall where they may once you get there. And for us to be on the cusp of getting there, I mean, it's satisfying in some ways, but until you actually make it happen, it's hard to put your mind in that frame. We really have to focus on this ball game, winning this game, and then you can think a little bit about what you've accomplished. But until you get that accomplished, it's hard to even think about, what's ahead.
One of the many reasons for the team's turnaround has been the play of rookie kicker Blair Walsh. The sixth-round pick set an NFL record last week by kicking his ninth 50-plus-yard field goal in the victory over Houston. The stellar rookie season for the kicker from Georgia was recognized across the league this week, as Blair was one of four Vikings selected to the NFC's Pro Bowl roster. Walsh is being joined by Purple teammates Adrian Peterson, Jared Allen, and fullback Jerome Felton.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that was going to happen in the first season. I'd be lying to you if I told you it was. I mean, I'm confident in what I do, but I've been surrounded by guys who are just awesome. I mean, Cullen Leffler and Chris Cluey are two of the best professionals out there, in my opinion, and if I could have careers that are half as good as theirs, I'd be happy. And they've made my transition to the NFL so smooth, and I can truly say I would not have gotten this without them.
With a 3:25 kickoff and the playoffs on the line, there is plenty of hype and anticipation leading up to the game on Sunday versus the Packers, who are also playing for a first-round playoff bye. In a regular season full of memorable moments and storylines, this is the perfect ending to the regular season chapter of 2012.
It's a huge game for both teams. This is the reason why you play. I mean, this is the situation you want to be in, or we'd rather be in, but this is one of the situations you want to be in. You're playing for your right to make it to the playoffs and go from there.
For us, I mean, our number one goal is to get to the playoffs. And a lot of people talking about in the review of the year, six more wins we had last year, three times as many as we had last year. Yeah, we're proud of that fact, but for us, we want to make playoffs. If we don't make playoffs, we'll be extremely disappointed. And we feel like this year was a waste, especially the opportunities that we've had at our hand all year. And I think we have a good mix of guys that have been in the playoffs and a good mix of guys that really want to get to the playoffs. And it's a good team. It's a good group, and I think everyone's going to embrace this challenge. These are the games that you live for. These are the games you live for or dream of as a little kid, and I think everyone's excited.
You know, it's win and win. Playing Green Bay, obviously, is a rivalry, and you got the fans into it. That's going to definitely rock the stadium this Sunday. We're all dialed into it. This is the playoffs for us. It's a big game. It's a playoff game for us, a home playoff game. Feels good to get those guys, in the stadium and, get some payback, from our last visit to Lambeau.